From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The 2008 election for the U.S. Senate finally ended today. The Minnesota Supreme Court ruled Democrat Al Franken the winner of the exceedingly close vote. And the former senator, Republican Norm Coleman, has conceded to Franken. From Minnesota Public Radio, Tom Weber reports.
The 32-page ruling ends a saga that stretched on for months and left Minnesota with just one U.S. senator. Five state Supreme Court justices unanimously agreed with the lower court's ruling that Franken won the race by just 312 votes, the tally that was reached after a statewide recount. Speaking outside his house in St. Paul this afternoon, Norm Coleman conceded.
We have reached the point where further litigation damages the unity of our state, which is also fundamental. In these tough times, we all need to focus on the future, and the future today is that we have a new United States senator. I congratulate Al Franken and his victory in this election.
Coleman's appeal hinged largely on whether thousands of absentee votes had been unfairly rejected by local election officials around the state, a claim justices rejected.
Thank you, everybody.
About an hour later, supporters cheered Franken as he walked out of his condo building in downtown Minneapolis.
When you win an election this close, you know that not one bit of effort went to waste. And to those who devoted their time and energy to supporting Senator Coleman, I can only imagine how hard these past months have been.
Franken could be seated as early as next week. His committee assignments will include judiciary, which we'll hear from President Obama's Supreme Court nominee, along with the panel currently writing a massive health care overhaul. And Coleman's political career might not be done either. Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty recently announced he would not seek a third term, and if interested, Coleman would be considered a formidable candidate. For NPR News, I'm Tom Weber in St. Paul.